Simon wondered whether, in the history of time, anyone had ever said, "I need to get some air," and actually meant it. Surely it was only ever used as code for, "I need to be somewhere else," which Simon did. The problem was, nowhere felt like the right place to be. So, for lack of a better idea, he decided his dorm room would have to do. At least there he could be alone. This, at least, was the plan. But when he stepped into the room, he found a girl sitting on his bed. A petite, red-headed girl whose face lit up at the sight of him. Of all the strange things that had happened to Simon in the last couple of years, the strangest had to be that this, beautiful girls eagerly awaiting him in his bedroom, no longer seemed particularly strange at all. "Clary," he said as he encompassed her in a fierce hug. It was all he needed to say. Because that's the thing about a best friend. She knew exactly when he most needed to see her, and how grateful and relieved he was, without his having to say a thing. Clary grinned at him and slipped her steely back into her pocket. The portal she had created was still shimmering in the decrepit stone wall, by far the brightest thing in the room.
"Surprised?"
"Wanted to get one last look at me before I go all buff and demon flattery?" Simon teased. "Simon, you do know that ascending isn't going to be like getting bitten by a radioactive spider or something, right? So you're saying I won't be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound? And I don't get my own Batmobile? I want my money back."
"Seriously, though, Simon.
Seriously, Clary. I know what ascension means." The words sat heavily between them. And as always, Clary heard what he didn't say. That this was too big to talk about seriously. The joking was, for the moment, the best he could do. "Besides, Lewis, I'd say you're buff enough already." She poked his biceps, which he couldn't help but notice were very close to bulging.
"Any more and you'll have to buy new clothes."
"Never," he said indignantly, and smoothed out his t-shirt, which had a baker's dozen holes in the soft cotton and read, "I'm cosplaying as myself," in letters nearly too faded to read.
Did you happen to bring Isabel with you?"
He tried to keep the hope out of his voice. Hard to believe that 2 years ago he'd come to the academy in part to escape Clary and Isabel, the way they'd looked at him like they'd loved him.